Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
Patrick Royce, what's going on this Monday?
What is going on this Monday?
Trade deadline? Vikings training camp?
I guess the trade deadline is a conversation. I'm sure that Minnesota Twins fans are going to be disappointed. but that's okay because, we are now going to find out, have it revealed here, how thin the Twins organization is for prospects, because there is no way in God's name they could have made the trade for Luis Castillo. They don't have those kind of prospects to give it to. So they're going to get, what's the name of the relief pitcher with the Cubs? David Robertson or something that. That's who they're going to get. They're going to get some 38-year-old.
And just one guy, you think?
Who's been around. Yeah, probably.
No starter, no second bullpen guy.
Which, no.
Yeah,
no.
You're right.
I don't know. Who are they going to – I mean, who do we want? I guess Tyler Molly is okay, but what's he going to cost you? You know?
Yes.
And the other thing that's killing them now, nobody's going to take Kirilloff. He's hurt.
That's a concern, too.
And, oh, God, yes. And, I mean, three times now, that wrist. And he, you know, he looked really good for about 2 weeks, and then he went back to having the wrist problem. And, you know, the wrists are very important in hitting, I believe. Yes, I've always felt that way. And so you got that problem. You got Larnach out for basically the season, right? Did they put him 2 months? They gave him some surgery. So if you were going to dip into your on-the-roster young guys, they aren't there either.
Yeah.
And I was saying earlier today, who are we waiting for as Twins followers? Who are we waiting for to arrive? I can't remember very often that we weren't waiting for somebody to arrive. Right? We got this guy at Double A. Look out. Okay. We got Sano coming. We got Buxton coming. We got Kepler coming. We got Eddie Rosario coming. We have this variety of people. Who are we waiting for? I don't even think Seth Stowe's up in War Road has been able to spotlight anybody that they should be waiting for. There's nobody they're waiting for. This farm system sucks. Okay? It is, there's some bodies. I mean, Steer, a second baseman, right? okay, you know, a ping hit in second baseman or, yeah, I mean, it, are we excited about him? He's hitting 260.
Well, he's like 25, too.
He's not exactly 25. Yeah, well, and Winder and Cantorino have both broken down, and they're 25. You know, they're not 19 and look the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
They got Duran and nobody else. That I looked at the, now this was supposedly the June list of top 100. And I don't do Baseball America because I don't pay for them. So they don't give me their list. But I think it was ESPN's. There were three Twins in the top 100, and Royce Lewis was the highest because they were still considered on the prospect list because he hadn't played enough in the big leagues. And he's going to play next July.
Right.
So, you know, it's I think they're teetering on the brink of a repeat of the early 2010s. Correa's leaving. Buxton, I got to say, Buxton's played a lot. We can't complain about that anymore.
Yep.
We can't complain about that anymore.
Yep.
But the one reason to try to do something is how little chance there is to do something after this season's over.
Right.
But this team is not built to do something, especially with all the injuries they've had. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I said this last week. They took their shot on starting pitchers in March or early April when they got Paddock to go with Sonny Gray. And, you know, Sonny Gray's okay. He's fine. When he pitches, you think they have a chance. But, you know, you took your shot with Paddock. You gave away $6.5 million. You gave away Rogers, who doesn't look like that was as bad a decision as it looked like in April and May. But, you know, it's just, there's nothing to excite people on the way, and there's nothing going to happen tomorrow that's going to excite people because the Yankees are loading up.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers are going to get Soto. I said that a week ago, didn't I? I said, The team that's going to sneak in here that's not being mentioned a lot and get him is the Dodgers.
Which is what they do.
Because they can pay them.
Yep.
They can pay him. And their hitting needs a – they haven't been really good offensively this year. They've been terrific with their pitching. But, and you know, they have won 21 out of 25 or something like that. But they could use a little more punch. He's going to end up there because they'll pay him. And that's probably the one place that Boris will, in order to get him traded there, agree to a deal. You know, because it'd be very hard to get him to agree to a deal any other place. But you can tell the kid, okay, these guys are going to give you $450 million for 12 years, and you're going to win.
Right.
You know? So that's where he's going to end up. It's you know, baseball has had a fairly good amount of balance as far as winning championships and stuff like that. But it does seem that we're back to really, really lopsided competition. The Yankees are, and they have one competitor in the American League, the Astros,
mm-hmm.
and the Astros just got swept by Oakland. Which was, I would have liked to bet on that thing in Vegas. Give me Oakland 3 games in a row, you know, at,
yep.
You know, I put up 100 to make 280, and then I make the 280, then I take the 380 and bet it again. I would have walked out of there with $10,000 in 2 days betting $100, 3 days betting $100, but they're the only team to compete with, and I don't know who's going to compete with them. You know, the Cardinals aren't going to compete with the Dodgers. I don't know who's going to compete with the Dodgers in the other league. So this looks a whole lot like it did when in the late 90s with the Yankees just being way better than everybody else. So,
mm-hmm.
So and while I think a lot of us think it's a crapshoot now by adding teams, they've made it harder because the Yankees and the Dodgers are, in their current state, are always going to get that first round bye and then
right.
be playing a team that just battled its tail off
right.
to get through a three-game series, and now you're going to go in there and get swept by these guys. So you know what I really regret, though? All offseason, I said to myself, find somebody, find out what the over and under is going to be on the Giants, who miraculously won 107,
yep.
and bet $10,000 on them. But I think you can bet the under, right?
Yeah.
You can bet the under.
Yeah.
They were a cinch to be the under. They're under 500. Why didn't I do that? I knew they were going to win 78 games. You can't. You know, that collection they're sending out, and now they're trying to trade Rodon and some of those, you know, trying to trade. They're giving up and trading people, as they should.
Mm-hmm.
But
51 anyway. And 51 right now.
Are they?
For the Giants.
They're lucky
third
to
place.
Be that good, yeah. I knew they were in trouble when they were lamenting the injury to Lamont Wade.
183 in 31 games for Lamont Wade.
Yeah, he hasn't played hardly at all. He's That was a miraculous little 2-3 month run he had last year. That stuff happens.
Absolutely, it's fun.
Yeah, nice kid and all that good news. But
I think you're right on the Twins. I think that there is much deeper problems to look at than just what's going on right now, which, by the way, is disturbing. But when you look at this team, and the other thing that I just absolutely hate about this is that division is so bad. It's such a tease because, you know, I can still win this division. This division's awful.
It is.
And nobody wants it.
Cleveland wants it.
Well,
because Cleveland is overachieving. Cleveland is not good, but they have decent pitching. But they basically had no intention of winning this year.
Right.
And you're not giving them any option but to win.
Right.
And the White Sox are, you know, should be they've messed around all year, and they still don't have a lot of hitting, and they're home run totals are way down and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, they're both better than the Twins because Cleveland has pitching and the White Sox have some balance. So, mm-hmm. And the White Sox, I would guess they'll do something between now and tomorrow. You know, they'll make a move. I don't think Cleveland will probably be in a real battle for Daniel Robertson with Cleveland, you know, or something like that. That's who you're going to get. You're going to get that guy. That's who you're going to get.
Old 37.
So get ready to start commenting at the Star Tribune that, they cheap pull ads. You don't have the players to make a deal.
Right.
And as I said, if you wanted, you know, 2 weeks ago it was, will they give up Miranda or Kirilloff? Now it's, you don't have Kirilloff. Sano, what are you going to do, release him?
And I don't think he's hurt again.
I do think he's hurt.
I
was talking to people, and they wanted to.
Then why did we go through the charade?
Then they wanted to take a look at him for a couple of weeks.
But once if he got up and said, I tweaked it again, why bother?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Did he tell them immediately if a guy can't slide without getting hurt, what sense
it's
is all, there?
It's just over.
I think you DFA him, and if nobody signs him, which nobody's going to claim him,
right?
I suppose he can declare free agency, but I it's the idea that you could keep him on the DL and then bring him back in September, have him have another rehab, which is probably what they're going to do. But as valuable as those 40-player spots are, the way they move guys back and forth, and they just had to put Ober on a 60-day to make room, even though he probably doesn't belong on it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a pitcher that they were telling, no groin injury. I know he's got to have a very large groin muscle, as tall as he is, but you can't miss a season, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on all these things.
The Sano
thing, that was so feeble and pathetic.
Yeah.
Trying to watch him.
Well, I kind of knew it was over when Blake Snell threw him. He didn't really throw him a strike, and struck him out on four pitches.
Yep.
I don't think the fastball that he struck out on up high was a strike, and it was high. Mm-hmm. But the two sliders were in the dirt, and he swung at him. Yeah, it's over. You know, it's over here. It's probably over permanently. But
Mexico City Reds, baby. That's what I see.
He could be. He could be Kenny Vargas' teammate with the Laredo, whatever they are, or something.
That's what I see.
I mean, because you're not going to have him back next year at 14. So you're gonna pay him the 275, and nobody's going to give you anything with him hurt again.
Right.
I mean, you could have maybe gotten a double-A pitcher from somebody, but I don't know why they would. But it's over.
Yep.
It's Chris Davis. You know, he's Chris Davis. Right-handed Chris Davis. Mm-hmm. So it's, it is amazing. We have never been this pessimistic about a first-place team in Twins history.
And it's justified.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the manager finally went off on Friday night, and boy, that's got to be pathetic.
I don't think that had as much to do with the players, possibly, as the guys above him, too.
You think so?
He's taken all the blame for stuff that's not all his blame.
Oh, God, I don't think he's... I mean, some of the pitching... Sonny Gray... Why did they take Sonny Gray out after five?
We've talked about that. I think they decided at 2 o'clock.
Why?
I don't know, but I'm telling you.
79 pitches, get another inning out of him. What's the hurry to get to that bleeping bullpen?
I'm with you.
I don't know. It's just.
I'm just saying.
I think he was like 3 weeks ago, he was hurt, right? So are we still protecting him from that? If I was Rocco, I'd lock my door in the afternoon. I wouldn't let any of these guys in.
Yep.
And I'd make my decisions. And I'd lock that back door, too, because they could sneak in there.
Clearly, that's what Paul must have done, right, at the end?
That's probably why I got fired.
Because Paul probably said, you guys don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I really think, we went on and on about it a couple weeks ago, but I think they're making too many decisions at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and not what they see.
Mm-hmm. Especially that bullpen.
Did we talk about Miranda? Me saying that I disagreed completely with Correa saying he was swinging at everything, and my problem was he was swinging at nothing.
Uh-huh.
And we looked it up, and he's hitting 450 on the first pitch or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I reached this decision by looking. What? You still got to watch.
Right.
You still got to watch. You can't plan everything. And the more I think about it, there's something mysterious, increasingly mysterious, about the Wes Johnson departure.
Of course there is.
This cannot be.
I know I am Mr. Conspiracy Theory, yes. Pat, but did I not tell you? Yeah. Nobody walks when he walks.
No, especially because they want you to help recruit transfers.
Yeah, it's in the garbage.
You got Zoom. LSU's paying you all that money. They can get you a private jet down there on days off.
And you can call guys.
Meet with guys. And
whatever.
Yes. Yeah, it was. Now, somebody told me he wanted more security. That Falby told me in a text that he already had 3 more years, but maybe he wanted more money. I don't know. But there was a falling out here somewhere.
You know what it was? It was a nicely dressed up Norv Turner.
Yes. Yes, but it could have been, Norv was leaving because Zimmer.
Right.
Johnson was leaving. I mean, there was no idea that they wanted to run him out, I don't think. But they weren't giving him, I am sure they mentioned Wes. We spent millions here on this crap you needed, the force plates and everything else, and help you create a pitching department. And what the hell's going on here? But somebody will get him to, the LSU booster site will get him to tell the truth here eventually, because he's too much of a talker not to tell the truth, so I think. But, there's something mysterious here. And now people are suggesting they really miss him with their pitching. I don't know if they do or not. I do know this. Pete Mackey won't be their pitching coach next season.
No.
I don't think. maybe the guy Colby
the bullpen,
Suggs.
The bullpen guy now.
Or maybe it'll be somebody from the outside. Maybe they'll take another look at it. You know.
I think Pete might be going back to the bullpen.
Or, you know, back to the minor leagues.
Yeah.
Where he's helped create this. Where he helped create this just steady procession of great young pitchers that has been showing up here.
Pat, could it be as simple with Wes as this? He said, guys, you're telling us what to do at 2:15 p.m. We can't do this every time.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. And I wonder if that's what, you know, and they said, no, this is how we do things.
Speaking of profanities during podcasts, I was calling, Reavers was on by himself Friday on Joe's show, and he was doing a best of, but he called me.
Sure.
And I was a passenger in the wife's car.
Yep.
And we were driving over by Broadway.
Oh, no.
And little circle there, Broadway and University, when you go there.
Mm-hmm.
And she started moving over, and there was a car right right on my shoulder.
Oh, I hate that.
I can't remember what I said, but I think I took the Lord's name in vain, and then yelled it. I don't know if he has it in the audio or not, but it was, I know I took the Lord's name in vain. I don't know if it included any other adjectives.
But that's the nice thing about podcasts.
Yeah.
Much like with my slip up, it can now be cleaned out because I just sent Dex a note that said, I said BS the whole thing at 12:22.
Yeah, or not. That one I think you can use. You know?
Yeah, probably you can.
I think it. I mean, we got to have a, you know, there's about five real words you can't use, you know.
Yeah.
There's five real
words. Carlin ones, right? The seven?
Yeah, but I think he might have had
a couple
BS in it.
Okay.
But I don't know what they were. But yes, anything that, anyway, that was, I'm interested to see. I haven't seen him since, so I got to see if he has that on the radio. But it was a,
and then you yelled, and the wife probably didn't take that well.
She kind of shrugged because she knew she was going to hit the guy. She knew I saved her. The good news is, last week she backed into something that was parked. They were fixing our street, and she was looking at this big truck in my car to back out, and then she hit something.
Oh boy!
And put a big dent in the back. But 30 years ago, I smashed up her car. And I've been hearing about it for 30 years. So now we're even.
Now you finally.
now we're even.
Can't bring that up anymore.
How about the time you backed into the Bobcat or whatever the hell it was?
Better than when they screw up.
It took three decades, but now I don't have to listen to it anymore. Although I do get, that was much worse. It was, it might have been a worse, but it was. We're even now, so shut up about it. Yeah, be prepared. The Twins are just going to get savage tomorrow when they don't do anything important. But this idea that they should get one starter and two quality relievers, they don't have the ammunition to do that.
Yep.
They don't have the ammunition.
As we are doing this podcast, Jeff Passan reports, breaking. The Brewers are trading Josh Hader to the Padres.
Wow.
The return is Taylor Rogers, a pitching prospect, Robert Gasser, an outfielder, and Lament, the right-handed pitcher.
Oh, wow. So they can't pay Hader, huh? How close is Hader to being a free agent?
After 2023.
Okay. Wow. Well, Taylor better.
So Taylor's going to Milwaukee
Taylor
Brewers
better
now.
Pick it up. Devin Williams is going to be their closer now, I suppose, huh?
Yeah.
Instead of Hader.
Yeah.
But that is your strength of that team.
How about that?
One of the most comical quotes I've ever seen from Rocco, though, was the one the other day about when the Brewers beat him, you know, and that's how we want to.
Oh, yeah.
We want to get ahead by five and then bring in four good relievers. Yeah, well, you're only three short. You only need three more, Rocco.
Okay, but do you think that was... I think he's ticked off, and he should be.
Yes, but you can't win games that way.
No, but I mean, his bullpen... I think his bullpen is such garbage that he is now taking the passive-aggressive
way. This will not be a popular trade in Milwaukee.
No.
This will not, because they have expectations for this team.
But the price tag that they're getting, I mean, they're getting a lot back there, too.
Yeah, but they're getting the best in the league. So
yeah.
It also pretty much knocks them out of the Soto. I never thought they were in it, but knocks them out of the Soto thing.
Dodgers and Cardinals would be the two teams left then? Supposedly Cardinals are
getting them. Cardinals want them, but the Cardinals, that would be really un-Cardinal-like. You got Arenado. Yep. You're paying him a ton. You got Goldschmidt. You're paying him a ton. You get this guy. Yep. Either you just have him for 2 years, or you're paying. The Cardinals have never paid the escrow tax, and that would put them way over it, wouldn't it?
You know. Oh, I'm sure would. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, you know, it'd be great if they got him, but I don't think. I see the Dodgers as the only place he'd sign.
Yes.
Although.
Yeah, I agree with
that. It would have to be tempting to go to the Yankees. Did you see Judge's 41st and 42nd home runs?
No.
They weren't even good pop-ups to right field. They wouldn't have hit the overhang. They were both pop-ups. There had to be an asterisk when Maris had 8 extra games to beat the Babe.
Yep.
There's got to be asterisks on this. Not real ballpark. 73 home runs. But Barry did it when he had to hit it in the water.
Right.
In one of a huge ballpark. This is a joke. Yankee Stadium is a joke to right field. He's just, you know, I think he's hit 8 in the last 10 games. 6 pop-ups.
Thing.
Oh, God, no, he's not leaving. He's staying. But they're going to, you know, whatever Soto gets, he's going to want. Now, he can't be realistic lengthwise because, you know, if Soto gets 40 mil for 12 years, he's going to want 40 million for 10, and he'll get it for 8 or something, right?
Right.
But he'll want the same yearly as Soto gets. So, but what is this going to do with a town like Washington, which is drawn pretty well, big market? Now their TV contract sucks because the Orioles get more money than they do.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is, you know, when you're trading when you have to get rid of a guy when he's 23.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I'm a little bit confused about the whole thing.
What's the hurry?
Exactly.
Think they'll get more if they trade him with 2 years.
But what you said last week also makes sense to me is why would you deal him by the deadline? If you really want to trade him, wait till the wintertime.
Yeah, right.
Like that's what I don't get. He's not.
Well, by then, and teams are able to maneuver their money more and their players during the offseason, right?
Right.
Okay, we get rid of
Otani or this guy, if they're dealt, it doesn't make sense to me that they're deadline deals.
Why would the Angels all of a sudden, where'd that come from?
The claim is that they're so bad and their system is so depleted, the only way that they can make up for it is to get a ransom for Otani.
Yeah.
But again, I would do that in the winter. I wouldn't do that at the deadline.
Mm-hmm. If they gave the Twins Otani, I'd say take any 5 you want. Take him. I want to keep Duran. You probably don't want Buxton. He's got a bad knee.
Yeah.
Take the rest. I don't care. Whatever ones you want, take. You know, all the way down to.
Who would they take then?
All the way down to Fort Myers. Take him. Take away. Miranda. Louis. You can have Louis.
Yeah.
They don't want Louis. Nobody wants him. Louis 20, what, 6?
I was going to say, I don't know that he's that attractive.
No, I don't. I mean, I love
Miranda,
him.
For sure.
Him. Yeah, they'd take Miranda. He can't play but in the field, but what the hell. Yeah, and then.
Kid that they got from the Jays.
You know what you could say?
Richardson.
Okay, we'll trade you Arise.
Yep.
And, you know, Arise. We don't want to give you Duran, but we probably could. What if you have to? We'll give you 3 players, and then you can have Wichita. You can have the team. You can have
the entire team.
The entire team.
You can have the organization.
Take your pick. Take whoever you want, and then send us back whoever you don't want to give us. That'd be fine. You could have. We'll trade you for
16 for one, basically?
Yeah, we'll trade you, you know, but you can keep all of them if you want to, but you can't keep that many. You can right. only keep that many. But, yeah, well, yeah, because nobody in St. Paul, you know, there's nobody in St. Paul you want. Mm-mm. You know who's having a phenomenal year? Jake Cave.
Yeah, I know.
He's always been great. Yeah. Been the best.
He right reached, where he belongs.
About 2 weeks ago, he reached base 49 straight games.
I saw him when the streak ended.
Yeah, right. And he's
you know what he is? Runs. Great AAA player.
He is a very good AAA player. And, yeah, they, by the way, speaking of bandboxes, you know, that place a little small. It looked just fine when independent ball players were in there. When AAA ball players are in there, it looks a little small. But the other night, though, they had 9,000 something back to back games. I think like Friday and Saturday.
Oh yeah,
they're drawn again. They're doing okay at this time of year.
Right. So. It's a great ballpark.
Yes. Meanwhile, have we now announced the starter yet for this evening?
I have not seen
one. Probably be Smeltz, wasn't it? He pitched good the last time he was down there. The other possibility raised was Aaron Sanchez, but that would mean clearing another spot on the 40.
Can't do that. Too hard.
Clearing another spot on the 40, man. I don't know why they didn't announce Smeltzer, but he pitched decent.
I don't think they're too high on the Smeltz these days. A little more outspoken than the club.
Yeah, that is true. And then he had a couple of mediocre games, but what the hell? By our standards, he's a battler. He'll battle his tail off. But he will rip them when they hook him after three innings for no reason. Because we decided it at 2 o'clock. So I don't know. It's very interesting. I wrote that column for Sunday about watching two games with my son Jim. The 2-10 runners are about the only two we watch. He doesn't watch a lot of baseball out in Hawaii. He was a little alarmed at the pitching. Wow.
Well, and Joe was forced to eat it.
Yeah, yeah, Joe was.
They didn't go get Joe.
But did you hear, now Joe, God love Joe. He's a cocky SOB.
Yeah.
And he was doing that YouTube interview from, did you see that?
No, I saw it
from the dugout. Well, I'm going to go to the sensory deprivation tank on... on Thursday, of just being out in Southern California, it'd just be great. Might go surfing, I'm not sure. It was just like, oh, I'm going home,
yep.
Coming back. Then his ERA goes up a run. I don't know about him. I mean, on this staff, he's...
Right.
If you were going to start the playoffs, he'd be your number two starter if you were in a Sonny Gray and then him. But
who would start third now? If you got to the third game.
I don't know.
Who would you throw out there?
Bundesliga. I don't know. He'd have to be, wouldn't he?
Maybe. But, I mean, that's not a frightening thing.
Yeah, well, it couldn't be Chris Archer.
Oh, God,
And no. Chris Archer, you can't. They're going to start him again Tuesday.
I know.
The experiment has failed. He can't pitch in relief, and he can't go beyond four innings. It doesn't work. Thank you. Nice fella. Somebody said... Put him in the TV booth.
Oh, he'd be great in the TV booth.
I said, yeah, he can go four, and Perky can come in and go to last five. How about that? You know, something like that. But it did work. He can't, and you can't pitch him in relief. He pitches in relief on Tuesday. You can't use him till Friday.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, but that's the thing with these guys is how many experiments have we seen?
I don't know. And meanwhile, how do we ever let Martin Perez get away?
That's Declan's guy. Yeah. Declan loves Martin Perez.
We did not hang with Martin at all. We just let him. We threw him away like we had pitching, right?
Yeah, well, he fell apart. He sort of fell apart in the second half of his year here. And I think we decided, well, that experiment didn't work. That's the thing is the experiments rarely work, it feels like.
You know who has to be right now, though? The most peeved off man in America, Taylor Rogers. I think he liked being, you know, pretty much a newlywed. His brother's out there.
He's going
to
Milwaukee.
Plays his brother's team You're 18 right. times, gets to hang out with the brother. Now he's right back here in the sticks, man.
Yeah.
And he's got
Is he walked this year?
Yes.
He walks this year.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's probably one.
So he's
reason.
Just back for the rest of the season.
Wow. That's the Brewers, you know, all the rumors you hear. I mean, everybody's all the Rosenthals and Nightingales and all those guys, all friends of mine.
Yep.
Throwing out all this stuff. Nobody mentioned Josh Hader as a possibility, did they? Did you?
I saw his name circulating yesterday on Twitter, but I've seen his name has circulated in trade deadline rumors, I think, for 2 or 3 years now. So I'm not sure he's the most likable. There must be something with him, too.
Yeah,
a little brash, but I mean, he's good. He's really good.
Boy, that Devin Williams is something, isn't he?
Oh, God.
That
changeup is.
I didn't look this weekend, but when the Twins left town, he'd had 29 straight games in which he wasn't scored on. 29!
Yeah, he's fun to watch, too.
Yeah, he does. He's a bad hairdo, though. I don't like the strings. I'm not supposed to say that.
You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah, if you're that
good.
If you
can pitch like that.
Did you ever see a worse-looking ball player than Alfaro in the city uniform? God love him. I was looking around for Pablo Escobar, calling him over to the side. But that was this big bushy hairdo. And
people love those jerseys. I saw more tweets about how
they
great. They loved them.
Oh, God. America, you're going to crap.
Are we being forced to see the Twins unveil
the
city?
We're going to have one next year.
Oh, God.
We're going to have one next year.
I'm yet to see what I think is a good one.
I don't.
The Cubs, what have they?
They're just scamming you, people. It's just an excuse.
Boston goes yellow now.
Yeah, I know. Ugh. Is that what? Why is that? What does the yellow have to do with Boston? It's supposed to be tied into the city, and obviously the Padres.
Tied into
the Padres was Mexican
marathon?
Heritage.
And, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what yellow is, because they were the first. They were the first to monetize pink. Boston, you know, the pink hats and the pink, they were able to sell millions of pink hats. They were the first one, and then everybody followed.
The jerseys complemented with a splash of blue were inspired by the Boston Marathon, a nod to the team's connection to the race and the events following the 2013 marathon bombing.
Okay. I still hate them.
Yeah, you're more than entitled to.
Yellow, yeah, I don't know. But this is... Who was the geniuses? The first geniuses were the NBA, right? That started.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, that they have four now or something. But then the NFL started doing it, too.
Yes.
Does the NFL really need extra jersey money? When they're
bringing them back now, too.
They're making $250 million apiece.
I think the Vikings are going to a new third one next season.
You buy one, you're a sap, okay? Anyway.
You think they can?
What does a Viking jersey that you buy at the Ziggy
Pro
Dome
Shop?
Cost you. What do you think, Declan?
Oh.
A Viking jersey. What's it cost you? $180?
No, I would.
Hold on.
I'd probably go. I would, Judd, you look it up here, but I'm going to say $270.
So what?
I'm guessing.
The hockey ones, the wild ones, those are 200 and something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right, Minnesota Vikings. I'm looking at an Allen Page one here, $350.
What?
Here's a Jefferson one, $130. Here's another one, $160. So $160.
$160, okay.
I'm sure the Wild is. I'm guessing the Wild is more than that, right? How much is it not that? $180 for a Wild. Here's a Kaprizov for $200. Free shipping, though, so, I mean, you save on the shipping.
There you go.
Yep. So it looks like... It looks like, I hope, the Wild is between $180 and $200.
$180 and $200. Oh, that's a hell. That's cheap.
Here's one with shipping for $250.
You know, when you look back... When you look back at baseball
I'm
crowds...
I'm jerseys. Yeah?
From...
No one wore jerseys.
Nobody wore jerseys.
Nobody in baseball wore jerseys. Met Stadium?
Yeah. Nobody
unless
wore
it was Jersey Day. Unless it was, jersey they gave out.
Yeah, right.
Nobody wore them.
No.
And nobody certainly went and got customized because
you're an adult. What are you walking around in a jersey for? Grow up.
Well, and kids didn't, right? Like, kids didn't.
No, nobody did.
They didn't sell. I don't remember them selling jerseys.
They might have had
T-shirts, right.
Yeah.
But I don't remember them selling jerseys at the concession stands or the merchandise stands at the Met. I remember hard hats, batting helmets, and caps. I don't remember jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you had to go right. get them special yeah, oh, yeah, at, like, Southtown, Southdale, or whatever.
And I've always wondered, batting helmets. What am I going to, kid, am I going to go to school with a batting helmet on? What was the object of those? Because they weren't the ones you wanted to wear.
Oh,
when
no,
you were
couldn't.
Playing,
plastic. Yeah,
you'd
die.
Cut your head open. You'd have your brains would be pouring out on the street, you know, so you couldn't use them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Well, we have to do, now, if you're a good, loyal Packer fan, right?
Yep.
You have to be out at Egan today filming practice.
Well,
on your cell phone?
Did you see Twitter on Saturday?
What?
Every play they
you
ran.
Said there was a everyone was on. Somebody was tweeting
was
out
on Twitter.
Is that right?
The walkthrough formations, and by the way, it's from fans, so they're taking them from above. It's
yes.
like the all 22.
So this is what caused us to say, if you're a true fan,
no.
When did they put that on the board?
As people walked in, they just ignored
Saturday?
It.
Saturday,
yes.
Saturday,
yes.
Okay. Well, they probably by putting that up there said to people said, hey. I can videotape this. They probably hadn't even thought of it. I did.
They stopped us, but I mean, fans.
I think you tweeted out that they showed that long pass to Jefferson. That they're all changing their defenses now that they've seen that Cousins might use Jefferson. You know,
yep.
And they did give it, but the fans did give a nice look to the new three safety formation
during the walkthrough. They didn't even use it in the practice, and you're not supposed to share anything from walkthrough.
Are they going to track down these people and try to ban them?
I don't think so.
This guy is...
O'Connell was very clear to say, I can't say... It was... That note didn't reflect what he said. He said, I'm not trying to stop anybody from doing what they want. We would just prefer it. The note came off like, you're going to get detention if you do it.
Yes, it did. It looked like, we're going to track you down. Well, they want... I suppose they want other fans yelling, hey, don't videotape.
Yes.
That's what they want.
Yes.
They want fights in the stands as people.
And so do I.
But if I'm a Packer fan,
yep.
I go to practice in a big Packer jersey, and I'm down there videotaping everything, aren't you, just to agitate people?
I have the Packers buy me a Vikings jersey, and then I get it all, and then I take, you know, and I've
and then
take the photos
well, take,
and the videos.
Take videos for an hour.
And send them back
and
to my guy,
rip
M.
rip it off and show you yep. your Packer colors. Hey!
M. LaFleur at Packers.NFL.net. Here's 16 plays you'll want.
God, they look stupid. You know, by mentioning it, you're making it a bigger deal
well,
than
you know
it
what?
Ever was.
I actually gave this some thought. And O'Connell's being put in a really lousy spot because, you know, the emphasis is you're not going to be Zim. You're going to be
yes.
kinder.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he's a football coach.
Yeah.
He's paranoid. He's
oh, God,
controlling.
He's paranoid.
But, I mean, they're basically saying, don't be like Zim. Don't be like Zim, but win football games.
Yes. But are the Rams not well-known for their paranoia? I mean, aren't they like everything is with
McVay?
McVay.
Yeah,
aren't they?
So. Yeah,
I think
most teams
that
are.
Way. And but he also
yep.
played for Belichick.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knew the ins and outs of taping practice of videotaping practices. So yes.
Yeah, good
he
point.
Did.
So
but,
I didn't think of that part. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and how about our guy Kwesi?
Yep.
Trying to talk his way out. The stuff you said was a shot at Cousins. Don't try to talk your way out of it. Grow up. You know, grow up, take your lumps. Don't say it was misconstrued. It's pretty clear what you said.
Right. Which, by the way, was accurate.
Yes, it was. What is.
You said what
and
we
by
all think.
Apologizing for it
yeah.
or complaining, but then you just make yourself, then you just bring more attention to it.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing that I would have apologized for was the straight Rams comment. So, like, he shouldn't have said the Rams. Like, he said, you don't want to do what the Rams did.
Well, he
did.
Could have. He should
he
have explained
said,
that more.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but he was saying, but everything said, the Rams won with a quarterback not a hell of a lot better than Cousins. Stafford.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But
they
I
won. So, I mean.
I agreed with him on Cousins.
I do, too. But, I mean, Stafford the Rams didn't win because of Stafford.
Right.
So you can win if you're really, really good. And they saw a chance to win it, and they brought in every wily veteran they could possibly get. And
I just think it's funny that the mandate for these two is be nicer than your predecessors. You know, be more friendly, be more blah, 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 but win football games, which immediately makes you a paranoid ass.
Well, what made it interesting to me is that they brought in a whole new, new general manager, new football guy, new whole coaching staff and everything. But they kept so many guys in the front office.
Yep.
Now, this could be like the Twins when, Falvey and Levine came in and went the first year they didn't. Then they started blowing guys out, once they saw it. So I got a hunch that a lot of our veteran scouting, evaluation fellas are on probation out there, probably, if they fit into the system or not. But it is amazing from the comments on various things how optimistic the Viking fan base has become. I mean, the Twins, anything that happens, if you go by Star Tribune comments, is one of the sources, or Twitter.
Yep.
Anything the Twins do is vilified.
Yes.
Everything this new regime does is wonderful. You know? They're
0-0, Pat. It's the greatest thing in the world.
And, by the way, they were fairly optimistic about Zim until halfway through last season, right?
And they now
were
they hate not. Him.
Now all of a sudden he's the evil.
Your column was a spot on.
Yeah. Evil Zim.
He's the problem.
Oh, God. I can't wait till he goes off. It's going to happen.
Where is he?
Well, I've talked to two guys who are in frequent communication with him, and they're saying, stay on your couch and down there on the farm.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy yourself. Take Ziggy's money and don't say what you want to say. But I don't think he can. Somebody's going to get to him, right?
Does he want to work anymore? Or?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I thought maybe he was going to be a Belichick consultant or something, because supposedly he was hanging out in New England for a couple of at the Foxborough for a couple of days. But I don't know. As he collects the money, if he keeps collecting the money, what's he got? 2 years left, right? This year or next year. So I don't know.
Well,
maybe he's got a distraction down there on the farm. I don't know.
You think?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's still with him?
I don't know. But, I wouldn't be that mad at the Vikings if that was the case.
Well, I wouldn't want to lose my money. So if he's got a clause,
he can't
disparage them.
Yes. It's okay for you to disparage him and blame him for everything.
Well, and you're just floating it out that he was to blame. Zim would go nuclear.
Yes. Right.
Which could get you in some trouble.
Yeah.
What we need is for Kirk, and this will never happen, what we need is for Kirk to disparage Mike, because if that happens, he'll get off that couch.
It'll slip. It'll slip out there.
That's what we need.
It'll slip out that Kirk will.
Kirk disparaging Mike, I think, would push Mike to the brink.
Mm-hmm. Kirk's done a very fine job of not joining in the fray.
We tried.
The Thomason story, though, I see that the alternative ass-kissing Viking media, the bloggers and the websites and stuff, it's Kirk just as a... he's just such a dedicated family man that, it's all that it's not any sign of lack of commitment that he didn't go down and throw passes to the Jefferson and the fellas for a week, like he did.
The rumor mill. So this is very third hand. Take it for what it's worth. The rumor mill is that Jefferson was upset about that in part because he never made it clear if they even invited Kirk.
Oh, he did.
So there's a chance Kirk really wasn't invited. That they're just like, hey, let's go work out. Kirk will stay home.
Kirk hasn't responded.
That's the rumor mill, and I don't think it's gotten to Kirk. And if it did,
well, I'm glad that Zim
it.
Being gone has not slowed down Thomason.
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding? Full steam ahead.
Yes.
That wasn't personal with Zim.
Yeah. Huh?
I That was not personal with Mike. Like, he's full steam ahead. No matter. Could be the Pope is the Vikings coach, yes, and right. Thomason would be after
he'll
him.
He'll ask anything. He'll, you know, it's not.
He shows up the next day. I give him credit.
Oh, God,
he
yes.
knows people are ticked, and he shows up the next day, full steam ahead again.
Yeah, right. Good for him. He's, he's nice to have out there agitating people. That's good.
Every market needs a couple.
Yes, it does. The guy that, Rob, I mean, we lost Rob Lehrer. Rob Lehrer was the greatest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did he, oh, my
God. God, he drove.
Bill Mahoney.
Oh, Mahoney.
Young man, get out of my office.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that he would, you know, Sid would be sitting there waiting to ask the first question, and Lear would blast, you know. As soon as they said questions, Lear was blasted out a question. So, we need him. Rob was, he didn't sugarcoat anything. He just asked him. Thomason was, now they told me that he was setting up this thing by asking some questions that he knew that Kirk hadn't been participating in this.
Yeah, because he did ask Kirk where he worked out.
Yeah, yeah.
Just at home, throwing at some high school kids.
Which is a good indirect question. To, yes. Didn't show up. I love it. That's why we're here. We're here.
To stir it up?
Stir it up, man. What the hell? It's sports.
Oh, God.
And that's the NFL. Absolutely. They only play 17 games. They only play once a week. You got to stir it up, right?
Hey, are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always said the Pioneer Press years ago should have gone to a tabloid.
Oh, God, yes.
Just go all in. There.
Yeah.
All in.
I always said if I was the editor of a newspaper, I would have had one guy on City Hall, one guy on this, and 10 guys on crime.
Yep.
And boy, would you have it
now?
Oh, God.
Can you imagine?
Tear it up.
Can you imagine the front page of a tabloid in this town right now?
Do we have any more info on the Apple River thing?
Not that I've seen, 52-year-old Declan.
52-year-old guy from Prior Lake.
Yeah.
No, I didn't click on it. I saw a headline. I think one of the gals who was stabbed who lived and is in the hospital did give some quotes on it, but I have not heard.
One person dead, right? 17-year-old kid got killed.
Kid and two others critical
just attacked arbitrarily?
We don't know if they were all together or what the hell it was or some mental, but God almighty.
I got to be honest. I am delighted I'm old and stay home a lot.
Well, I have been downtown very frequently and never felt threatened, but what the hell.
Yeah, but you're going down there.
I'm down
there. In daylight, right?
I come home at 7 o'clock latest.
And the Twins thing to me is not bad because if you're coming from the West, you go in that ramp, you go out that ramp, you're never downtown.
No, we're okay. They were, I don't know. It'd be interesting. They got 20 home games this month.
Yes.
I wonder if they'll draw. Because the Tennants are pretty good last homestand. They had the right opponents. And Toronto's here for four games. So
Toronto will draw this weekend.
Yeah, they always do.
They'll get some people.
Because the folks from Winnipeg will come down.
Yep.
Manitoba. But Detroit for three more. I'm going to be so happy when the schedule changes.
Yes.
I'm so sick of seeing the same teams over and over.
Everybody'd like to have that lefty that's pitching for Detroit tonight, though. Scrooble, he's got pretty good stuff.
Did I see he was going to be shopped last
week?
They
thought he might be shopped, yeah. I'd take him. What's he got? But he's got to be, he can only have like 3 years in the bigs or something. He hasn't been around that much.
There's a GM who needs to be fired.
I don't know.
Avila? Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. But I told you when I went to Gardy's first formal workout and spring training, and they were tiptoeing into the analytics here, and talking to Al was like talking to me. We got this stuff now, and we got
analytics.
He had no idea what it was, what the equipment did, and of course the great story was the day before they set up the camera in center field. And two rednecks, hillbillies, drove up in a truck, climbed up, took it down, and headed to what's the machine? Rapido or some damn machine like that. They drove off.
Lakeland's dicey, man.
God.
Lakeland's not the not the greatest place I've
Lakeland,
ever been.
I
think redneck reflects
when
Lakeland.
I covered the Twins and we played them 8-10 times.
Yeah, it's not too far from
they were
Orlando, right?
Lakeland, Winter Haven.
Oh, Winter Haven, yeah.
And then Coco, followed by Kissimmee. We played when the Houston was there, but we played those teams 10 times a year, Lakeland. Lakeland, what my memory is, Lakeland was, there was a dock when you drove by the lake, when you drove around a lake, there was a dock, a sunny dock.
Mm-hmm.
They had the biggest alligator I ever saw.
Really?
Sitting on that dock. Every day you drove by, if it was a sunny day, there'd be people playing in the water about 50 feet away from him. What's wrong with you people? Don't you see that thing sitting there? He could take you in one bite, for God's
sake. That's Lakeland.
I know. It's Florida. Kids who drove
and that
Florida.
Ballpark's no great shakes.
Or at no, least they've done a lot of money for it.
When I went.
They've done a lot.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. They've put a bunch of stuff in the back. They signed a new, like, 25-year deal to stay there. So, but it's a terrible place because you either got to go to the, you know, it's a long drive to the East Coast.
Right.
And then if you want to go down where we are, you got to, and even when you go to the teams in the Bay Area, it's Tampa Bay Area, it's the traffic is just god-awful on I-4, so it's terrible transportation. It is amazing, all 30 of Martin in Arizona.
Yeah.
Because the driving compared to
And it used to be, what, back in the day, it was like 20?
At one point, it was 20 to 8, I think, jeez, when it was 28 teams. Yeah, it was, I mean, a lot of people did bail. And,
right.
You know, you get, like, Cleveland. Is, they also bailed on Tucson and Yuma and all these places. So, the you know. Arizona.
Yeah, the Padres were in Yuma for years, right?
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
And the Angels were in Casa Grande working out.
Yep.
But they would play their first 3 weeks in Arizona and then go to Palm Springs. And I
remember that.
And all the last 2 weeks of spring training, everybody had to drive over to Palm Springs to provide the Angels with an opponent.
It was done when the Dodgers left Vero Beach.
Vero was the greatest.
It was over because that was legendary.
They had palm trees for the fence. You hit it over the bank. There wasn't a fence. You hit it over the bank into the palm trees. It was a home
Dodger
run.
Town, right?
Dodger Town. It was great. But the plate and the first row of the bleachers, first row of the grandstand, was from me to Declan. And the screen was the size of this plexiglass here. How they didn't kill 50 people a year, I have no idea. It was, you were right on top of it.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Every foul ball, you know, you do. You better watch. You better not have. It wouldn't have worked in the cell phone.
The cell phone era. You would have had
no,
some
people. They would have had cell phones in their throats. You know, it was, but it was great. It was fantastic. I loved it.
All right, sir.
All righty. Well, just don't be sitting on the edge of your couch wondering who they're going to trade for. It'll be someone, Daniel Robinson, or somebody not quite that good. So, all right.
Talk to
Taylor
you.
Rogers of the Brewers. Wow, that's something.